Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis of Maseches Chagiga. We left off on the bottom of Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. As we draw ever closer to the end of Maseches Chagiga, we're at the two dots, three lines from the bottom of the page. The Mishnah had said, that if the Amaretz brings wine or oil to the Kohen, and it's not the Shas Hagitos, you cannot take it from him and assume that it's Tahar, but the Kohen can save it for the Gas Haba'ah, for the next season when the Amaretz is believed. So the Mishnah means to say that the Kohen should not receive the Amaretz, the Truma from the Amaretz, after the Shas Hagitos and Shas Abadim, and the Amaretz could bring it later when he is believed. So Bami and Rav Sheshes of Rav Kibla, what if the Kohen did accept it? Can the Kohen leave it over for the time of the Gitos? Meaning, for sure, the Amaretz is allowed to wait to bring it to the time where he's going to be believed. But what if the Kohen accepted it and it's not yet the Shas Hagitos? Can he just put it aside and wait till the Shas Hagitos and then use it? So Rav Sheshes said to Nisua, we already learned that in a Mishnah, Maseches Demai, because the Mishnah tells us you have two brothers, Chaver and Amaretz. One of them is a Chaver that eats his Chulin Betara, and the other is Nama Aretz. She Yarshu Asaviyam Nama Aretz, and they both Yarshin their father, who is Nama Aretz, and the Chaver wants to take his Chelek in a way that there's not going to be any Chash Tuma in the food that he receives. So Yachal Lamelo, he could say to his Amaretz brother, Tol Atol Chitin Shem Makom Ploni, you take the wheat that's in a certain place where he knows that they're already Huchshal Kabal Tuma, Vani Chitin Shem Makom Ploni, and I will take those wheat, the bundles of wheat that I know are not Huchshal Kabal Tuma. Since it's all the same min, I can be so mich on Breira and say that the chelek that each one takes is the chelek that was initially designated for him, or initially destined for him from the father's Yerusha. It's not considered that they are purchasing it from each other. This is the Yerusha. And the Chavar could say to the Amaretz, Tala to Yayin Shem Makom Ploni, you take the wine in a certain place where I know that it's Tameh, Vani Yayin Shem Makom Ploni, and I'll take the wine in another place that's not Tameh. Avalo Yamalo, but what the Chavar cannot say to the Amaretz, Tol Atalach Vani Yavish. You take the peros that already hukshal kabal tuma, that already became wet, and I'll take the peros that were never hukshal kabal tuma. Because when it comes to two separate minim, you cannot rely on breira. Because really, when a father leaves Yerusha, each of the children is entitled to a portion of each min. So if you're taking the apples and I'm taking the oranges, that's not the Yerusha. So peros of Amaretz that are hukshal kabal tuma are considered becheskas tamei, and the chaver is not allowed to give an Amaretz something that's Tameh. Meaning it's not considered Yerusha anymore. Now it's considered that we're making a deal, that we're making a trade with each other. Ooh, once we're making a trade with each other, I cannot be giving you, the Amaretz, things that are Tameh. I can't tell you to take the Chitim and I'll take the Saorim, because what I'm essentially doing is taking my half of the Chitim that are Tameh and giving them to the Amaretz brother. I should give the example the other way around. Me and my brother, I'm the Amaretz. My brother's a Tamil Chacham. But anyway, Vitani Allah, and the Tosefta says on this Mishnah, Oso Chaver Soref Halach Umaniach HaSeyavesh, that this Chaver that has to take the Chelek that's Tameh, he should burn the Shemen Shel Truma that is Tameh, Umaniach HaSeyavesh, and he should leave aside the part that's not yet Huchshal LeKabal Tumah and use it. So if Sheshes brings his Raya and asks if the din, that if he's Avar V'Kibel, then that he's allowed to, if the din is that when the Kohen accepts it from the Amaretz, he's allowed to keep it till the Shas Hagitos, well then Amai, why does he have to burn the Tameh Truma? He could have a much simpler option. Yani Chana L'Gas Haba, just leave it till the next time that Amei Aretz are believed. So the Gemara answers, no, we're talking about B'davar Shein Lo Gas. We're talking about like beer, dates, you know, things that there is no gas, and therefore the Amei Aretz never have a moment where they're Ne'eman. So ask the Gemara, even something that doesn't have a gas, there's still another solution. Yani Chana L'Regel, why don't you just wait till Yom Tov? Because on Yom Tov, even Amei Aretz are B'chesk Tahar, and you're there Ne'eman about their Truma. The fact that you have to burn it tells us that that it must be, the halacha is that once you were mekabel something, leaving it to a time when an Amaretz will be believed is not good enough. Says Gemara, B'davar Sheinu Mishtamer L'Regel. No, maybe we're talking about something that cannot be saved until the time of Regel, because it's not going to be to last that long. It will spoil before then. Now, main point number one on Chaf Hei Amud Beis is that we asked the Shaila if the Kohen accepted produce of truma from an Am Haaretz shelo b'shas Hagitos, can the Kohen just leave it over till the Shas Hagitos? We tried to bring a raya from the halach of Yerusha of two brothers. One of them is an Am Haaretz, the other one is a Talmud Chacham, that the chaver has to burn whatever he can't pawn off to his brother. Why can't he just leave it till the time when Am Haaretz is believed? But ultimately, we rejected that raya. Now, the next piece, the important to know as background information, there's such a thing called a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is an area that is considered to be Tameh on a Derabbanan level, either because there was a kever that was in that area and it was plowed, and therefore there could be little pieces of bone, Etzem Kesora, all over the place, or because there's a Sada Shenevad Bo Kever. A kever was lost somewhere in there. We can't identify its location. So anyone who goes into a Beis HaPras, mi Derabbanan, as if he's being metamed to a mace, because we're afraid that he's metamed to an Etzem Kesora. So the Gemara brings a Mishan Ahilos that discusses when can you be bodek a Beis HaPras, like blow away the dirt in each step so that you could see that there's no actual bone there that you're stepping on in order to be poshet the Mishnah and go back in order to answer up what seems to be a machlokas samurai. So let's see. The Mishnah said, V'mamar frashti l'toch revius kodesh ne'eman. If the Amaret says, yeah, this barrel of truma, I put a revius of kodesh in it, so then he's believed, because since he's believed about the kodesh, he's believed about the truma as well. Tanan hasam, we have a Mishnah that even though there's machlokas besham besila, whether bedikas beis hapras works for a nazir to be allowed to go into the beis hapras, that beshame says that's fine, besila says not fine. Mod beshame besila shabot kin lo ose pesach. They both agree that if you're going to Yerushalayim to bring your korban pesach and you have to pass through beis hapras, everyone agrees you're allowed to be bodek that beis hapras in the way that the gemara is going to describe. And after being bodek, you're allowed to pass through to bring your korban pesach, even because you're not allowed to bring your pesach betuma, and that's not called betuma. But they also both agree that we do not rely on the checking of a Beis HaPras with regard to eating truma. So the Gemara explains, my botkin, what is this bedika that we do of a Beis HaPras? Amar Avidom Shmuel, minapeach adam Beis HaPras v'holich. You blow away the dirt on each step and keep walking as long as you don't see bones. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Mishmetu Ula Amar, Beis HaPras shenidash tohar. That if you have a Beis HaPras that's been threshed, then it's trampled on, then it's tohar. That since it's been trampled on, you don't have to be choshesh that there are still bones that are etzem kisaora, because those bones were certainly broken, and there's no etzem kisaora that's metame that's left in that field. So the Gemara explains the reason that the Mishnah distinguishes between taras beis hapras for osei pesach and for ochle truma. So lo osei pesach lo emidu divrein b'makom kares. Look, if you don't bring korban pesach, you chayv kares. So this whole din of beis hapras is only a din midrabanan. The rabbanan aren't going to be so strict in if it's going to mean that you can be chayv kares on a daraisa level. Lo ochle truma he emidu divrein b'makom. But when it comes to Ochlei Truma, then they will be Mamid Devrayim B'makom Misa. When someone who eats Truma B'tuma is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So since there's no Zman Kavua for Truma, the Chum said, we're not going to be Somich on this Bedika, and he's Tamei until he's Metar himself with Azar Shlishi Ushvi. Because you could just wait. There's no reason to rely on any Kulas, unlike Karm Pesach, where you have to bring it on Erev Pesach. So you can't just wait till you're Metahir yourself. So Yibayiluhu Badak L'Pischo. Let's say you're on your way to bring Korban Pesach, you were bodek the Beis HaPras, you walk through it, now can you eat truma also? So Ula Amar Badek L'Pischo Motu Lechol B'Trumaso. Ula says yes. Rabbar Ula Amar Badek L'Pischo Asu Lechol B'Trumaso. And Rabbar Ula says no. Just because you're allowed to rely on the Bedikas Beis HaPras with regard to your Korban Pesach does not mean you can rely on it with regard to truma. So there was an old man that said to Rabbar Ula, lo tiflo galeidu Ula, don't disagree with Ula, ditnan kavasei, because our Mishnah Maseches Chagiga is just like Ula, because in our Mishnah we learned that throughout the year Nama Aretz is believed on Kodesh that he has, that it's Tahar, but he's not believed on Taras HaTruma, but vim amar frashti l'tocha Kodesh Neman, if he says I mixed in some Kodesh with the Truma, he's believed about all of it, Revi is Kodesh, rather Neman, alma midmehen ak. Midmehen a kodesh. not mid man, mid mehemin hakodesh, mehemin nami atruma. You see, from the fact that the person is believed about kodesh, so we're going to believe him about truma as well. Ooh, so we should say the same thing with the base of pras. Hachinami, mid mehemin hapesach, mehemin nami atruma. We should say from the fact that he's believed about karm pesach, he's also believed about truma, that it's a genai that he should eat a karm pesach, someone who's muchsuk betuma with regard to truma. So that's main, next main point, that we're somich on b'dikas beis hapras for the sake of those who are going to do Karban Pesach, but not for the sake of those who are ochle truma. But there's a machlokes, what if you were somich on it for nosa Pesach, can that person eat truma? And we suggested a raya from our Mishnah. Now the next line of the Mishnah had said that kadei yayin v'kadei shemen, that if you have jugs of wine and oil that were mixed in between truma and chulin, all mixed together, that the Amaretz is believed to say that it's all tahar at the time of gittos, because since at the time of gittos he's believed about the truma shabo, so he's believed about the chulin shabo as well. Tana einem manim lova ala kankanim lova ala truma. Amaretz are not believed throughout the rest of the year, not on the tahara of the jugs, nor on the tahara of truma. So the Gemara understood that we're talking about full jugs, that kankanim reikim, empty jugs. Obviously, he's not going to be believed about because there's no kodesh or truma in them. So kankanim demai. What sort of kankanim is the Braisa talking about? E kankanim de kodesh. If we're talking about kankanim that are full of mashka, that's kodesh. So why is he not believed about their tahara? Migo de mamna kodesh mamnami ha kankanim. If we're going to believe him about the kodesh, we should believe him about the kankanim as well. Ella kankanim de truma. Must be these are jugs of truma. Pshita hashta a truma la mehemin a kankanim mehemin. Well, then it's obvious. We wouldn't believe him about the truma itself. Why would we believe him about the jugs? Oh, so what must the case be? Ella reikanim de kodesh b'shayim mos hashana. We have to say that the Bryce is talking about when we say he's eino nemen ala kankanim, it means that he's not believed about empty kankanim of kodesh throughout the rest of the year. Meaning he's not believed to say that these empty kankanim that had kodesh in them and were now emptied out into another kankan, even though he guarded them b'tahara in order to put kodesh in them. That's what he's not believed about. So the Bryce that says that he's not believed about truma is b'meleyin de truma ubishas hagitos. It's talking about kankanim that are full with truma and at the time of gitos, that even though he's believed about truma itself, he's not believed about the kankanim that the truma is in, and the kohen has to be zorek the kalim when the amaretz brings him the truma inside these kalim. Because yes, the chum believe about the truma itself in order that the kohen shouldn't lose the truma that the amaretz are bringing, but we never give him special ne'amanus when it comes to the kankanim, because that would not cause any hafsid for the kohanim if they would have to put it right away in their kalim. Now the gemara asks tana, and it said in the mishnah kadei yayin v'kadei shemen amadumaos, you have jugs of wine and jugs of oil that are mixed together with chulin and truma, my love, medumos to truma. Doesn't that mean that there's truma mixed in them, and that's what meduma means? And you see in the Mishnah that he's believed about the kadim, so it's kash on the brisa, the way we explained it, that he's not believed b'shas hagitos on the jugs, even though there's truma in them. Amri de berabichia medumaos to kodesh. We misunderstood what dimua means in our Mishnah. It's talking about that the barrels have a mixture of chulin and kodesh that he was mafresh for the Nesachim. It's Kodesh Nesachim that he wanted to use in the Beis HaMikdash. So since he's believed about the Kodesh, he's believed about the Kankanim as well. Umi'ika dimua la kodesh. But wait, do we ever use the word dimua when we're describing kodesh? Dimua is a word that we have all over Shas, and it always means a mixture of truma and chulin. But that which is designated for kodesh is not dimua. We're talking about tevel that was not hufrash, that you're not mafresh truma from, and therefore it's shayach lashon dimua. But it's talking about where you are miyachid the kadim to be mafresh the nesachim, to be mafresh nesachim from them, and you're being shomer that tevel b'tahara in order that you should be able to use it for nesachim, for kodesh. And that's why you have such a din that he's neman on the kadim, because the kodesh that ultimately you're going to be mafresh from it, and not because of the truma, because it's a genai for the kodesh to be brought to the mizbeach with a chavis that's becheskas tameh. So main point, Amaretz is not believed on kankanim of truma, even at the Shas Hagitos, but on empty kankanim of kodesh. Now, kodem lagito shivim yom. We said that already 70 days prior to the shas hagas, he's already being retired things. Amar Rabbi Shmamina. We see from here dinuhu di ilave arisa. That any din that's on the aris, that's the responsibility of the sharecropper, lemitrach al gulfe, to be tareach and to prepare the barrels for filling shivim yom and mekami matzarta. It already is done 70 days before they start cutting the grapes, because the reason that he's believed is because from that time they're going to start to be matar their kelim for the grape season, for the harvesting of the grape season, and if that's the minhag ha'olam to prepare from that time, so the aris has to do that, meaning if you are an aris, you have to already start being matar things 70 days in advance. Okay, we're holding up the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud of Chavayam Beis. Bez Hashem, we will continue with that Mishnah next time.